This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and it's time for Foodie Friday. Our guest today is Chef Amara Enciso. Chef Enciso, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scott. Thank you. It's nice to be back.
It is nice to have you here. If our listeners don't know who you are, can you please introduce yourself?
Oh, sure. Hi, everybody. My name is Amara Enciso. I am the executive chef at the Jorgensen House here in Juneau. And I also run my own business. It's called Brava. It's a private chef company, and I do catering and offsite events as well as onsite here at the Jorgensen House.
All right. I know we're just into these new strange times, but what's life look like for you these days between your business and at the Jorgensen House? What's keeping you busy?
I've been trying to come up with new recipes at home. And then also we have been having some guests coming and going from the Jorgensen House. So that's been keeping me pretty busy with meals and such. And then I've also just been trying to generate some business on the side using my Brava business. So I've started Tamale Tuesday in Juneau. And I deliver to people's homes. I prep it in my commercial kitchen space and take deliveries online and over the phone. And then every Tuesday, I just show up with a big bundle of tamales to people's doorsteps. So that's been keeping me pretty busy. I've gotten some great feedback from the community, so it's been nice.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. You can have tamales delivered to your house on Tuesdays. Can you give us the contact info for that sometime during our interview today?
Oh, of course. Sure, no problem.
All right, get your pens ready, listeners. All right, so it's Foodie Friday, the segment where we try and give our listeners inspiration for this weekend and ideas for things to cook. And our one of my colleagues, Cheryl Snyder, helped set this up with you, and it seems like everybody has rice in their pantries right now. And so it looks like both of your recipes do indeed have rice as a sort of common denominator.
Yes. Yeah. I know it's kind of, people are using everything in their pantries and dry storage areas. I mean, normally, obviously, I know personally myself, I love to cook with fresh ingredients, but sometimes you have to resort to using up what you have, like canned goods and dried items. So both of my recipes reflect kind of what we're going through right now and what you can use in your pantries at home and still cook up an awesome meal for your family and friends.
Awesome. And I posted both of your recipes at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon on today's post so people can see a visual there. What should we start with?
Well, I have two recipes for listeners today. One of them is a bay leaf rice pilaf, which I use quite a bit for events and here at the Jorgensen House. It was featured during the KTOO Seafood Festival this year. So it's a pretty simple recipe. It consists of 2 cups of white rice, garlic, 2 garlic cloves, 1/4 of an onion, some oil. And the recipe is online, so I know it's kind of hard to jot down all of the exact measurements, but the rice is sautéed in oil along with the garlic cloves and the onions, and then you just add simmering boiling water to the rice in the sauté pan, and then finish it with some chicken bouillon and salt, and then the bay leaves, and then it just kind of steams off in the sauté pan. So it's very, very light, but flavorful. So it's a nice item to pair with either some fish people have in their freezers or some meat. It's a really versatile recipe, and you can use it for just about anything. It's good cold and warm. So
it looks delicious, and it's interesting to me that so you add the rice and saute until golden brown before the water even goes in the pan. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So basically what's happening there is you're kind of sealing off each individual rice kernel by sauteing it and searing it off. Which kind of expedites the cooking and steaming process once you've added the boiling water. So it's a very traditional way to make rice. I'm Latin, so in Mexico and everything, generally you want to saute your rice off before you add any of like a stock or a water element to the pan to bring to a boil. So it definitely does help during the cooking process.
All right. And again, this recipe is at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. And looks like bean and rice patties are up next.
Oh yeah. So this recipe I think is more it's vegetarian friendly. So for the listeners that you know steer clear from the meat, you can also add meat to this recipe. It is pretty simple. You add cooked rice with some strained canned beans that you might have in your pantry, black beans, pinto beans, guinea beans, any type of bean will work, as long as it's mashed up really nicely with a fork. And then you you saute some garlic, onion, bell peppers in a pan until they're tender, and then you mix everything together with some seared off corn kernels, which add a little bit of sweetness, some eggs to kind of hold the patties together, a couple of spices, lemon juice, cayenne pepper, parsley, some Worcestershire sauce. Yeah, and you just form your patties just like you would make like a hamburger patty. And they keep really well. They freeze really well. They last for a while in the fridge, and then you just sear them off just like you would a regular hamburger. And they're good, you know, on a salad. The patty's great on a salad or, you know, in a pita or in a bun. So it's a really versatile recipe as well. And you can use just about any type of bean or any type of rice you might have cooked off in the fridge, like leftovers that you might have. Yeah, so that's a really simple recipe, and you can add like guacamole or avocado to it, or you know, some ketchup or mustard, whatever you have in your pantry.
Wow, this looks really fun. The charred corn kernels look especially yeah. good.
Yeah, that it adds a nice kind of texture to the corn kernel and a little bit of more flavor, a little bit more depth to the dish. So yeah, it's a really easy thing to do. You just kind of take a saute pan, get it really hot without any oils or anything, add your corn kernels in there, and then you kind of just toss them around until they get a nice char on the outside, and then you can throw them in. So
what would be your go-to to add to the bean and rice patties, maybe as a side or maybe another protein?
I personally, let's see. I love salsa, so like either if I have like some serrano peppers, I'll just like, you know, saute them in a pan and throw them on top. But definitely on a salad. I mean, if folks have access to some fresh, you know, salad mixes, either from Panhandle, which is great, and just run on over there and support local business, throw it on a bed of nice greens, and a nice like vinaigrette, balsamic would be nice, or something light, you know, especially during this time you want to eat as much greens as you can. So.
Okay. Shall we talk about Tamale Tuesdays?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Yeah. Ask away. Yeah.
So how do we get signed up and how's it work? All that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So initially I just started Tamale Tuesday for, you know, close friends here in town and colleagues. So I kind of started a private Facebook page for it. But like I said before, I do work out of a commercial kitchen and everything's vacuum sealed and super, super sanitized. The kitchen's spotless. So anyway, I just started it, you know, just kind of to keep me busy during the week, especially during this time, because I'm just so used to being so hands-on and, you know, coming and going and running around. And now that everything's come to a halt, I just said, you know, what can I do to not only keep myself busy and sane, but kind of get some revenue going. So my family's like super big on tamales. My grandma used to sell them, you know, just to make some like a side hustle, you know, when she was raising my dad and everything. Oh, it's my dad's birthday today, by the way.
Oh, we tell him happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Dad. I know he's listening from San Diego. He's in California. So feliz cumpleaños, Dad. I love you and everything. But, it just started kind of a thing for friends. And then one thing led to another and people started screenshotting the event and texting people. And, you know, so now it's grown from me having about 10 orders a week to 40 to 50 orders a week. So it's been fun. I do limit the ordering per week because I can only you know, I only have so much time during the day to do the deliveries. So I do cap it. So it's kind of a first come, first serve. And people can either call me on my personal number or they can reach out to me via Facebook or on Instagram. Instagram is a great way to reach out to me. Brava Food is where I advertise the tamales. So yeah, it's just I offer beans and rice, and then pints of salsa if people are interested in that. And the tamales are made with tomatillos. So it's a chili verde with shredded chicken. And they're made traditionally with the corn husk, and they make the masa and everything. And yeah, so they're super traditional. They're like little bundles of love. It's definitely a labor of love to make tamales. I know if anyone's listening and they've tried to make them, or they do make them at home, it definitely is a labor of love. So, I mean, I figure I have a lot of time on my hands right now. So I thought this would be the best way for me to kind of showcase not only a traditional item, but an item that I hold close, you know, like a dish that I hold close to my heart. So yeah, and people seem to really enjoy them, and they keep really well in the freezer, or in the fridge if they last more than a day or two in your house after you buy them. yeah.
And so did you learn how to make them from your mom?
Yeah. So my mom's family, they're like huge cooks, and so is my dad's. So I am, they, both sides of the family make them a little bit differently. So I kind of just took both techniques and then made my own out of both. Generally, you have a huge assembly line. So you have like everybody just hanging out, you know, during holidays. And then you have to make your masa, and then you spread it on your corn husk. And then you have to make the fillings, stuff them, fold them, and then you steam them for about 4 to 6 hours. So it is very labor intensive, and you have to constantly watch, you know, your water levels in the pots. So it is super time consuming to do. And generally, like last week has been my biggest order that I've done, orders that I've fulfilled. And I made about 800 tamales.
Whoa.
So it is, yeah. So if you can just imagine, I have pots that are very large, you know, like commercial pots to steam things in, but each pot will only hold about 100 tamales. So I'm up for about 14 to 16 hours straight, just, you know, steaming them and checking them. And then I deliver them in vacuum sealed bags. So they're commercially vacuum sealed, so people can stick them in the freezer or just have them in the fridge. But yeah, so everything's, I try to make it as efficient as possible for not only myself, but for my clients, and, you know, the community of Juneau. So yeah.
And what are batch sizes that people can choose from?
So I sell them by the dozen. So people just do increments of a dozen. You can order like a dozen, or, you know, 6 or 7 dozen, depending on how many you'd like. And then the rice and beans come in quart containers, which is 2 pints. It's about 4 cups of the product. And then the salsa comes in pint jars, pint containers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not sure if this is totally appropriate, but can I sign up for 2 dozen right now?
Of course, Scott. Yeah, I know where to find you.
And salsa too, please. I will get you the payment information after the show.
Sounds great. Yeah, Chef. No. I know we've had a lot of people from the Capitol building, and just around town, other businesses. So thank you for your support.
Well, thank you. And again, we should find Brava Food on either Facebook or Instagram. That's the best place to order.
Yes.
All right. Chef Amara and Ciso, thank you so much for being on the show today. Always a pleasure. You can find her recipes and links to the stuff that we talked about at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. Chef and Ciso, anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Yes, just one more thing. Aside from the Tamale Tuesday, I have partnered with the Jorgensen House to offer weekly romantic to-go dinners for two. So we do 4-course meals for folks, and it's contact-free pickup in front of our commercial kitchen space here in the flats in Juneau. So I offer a rotating menu weekly, and again, it's 4 courses enough for 2 folks, and we're offering that at $60 for 2 people. So if anyone would be interested in, you know, not cooking and just having, a nice homemade meal, we have that available, and that's available at events@jorgensenhouse.com. So we also have that going for the community if people are interested in that.
All right. That's events@jorgensenhouse.com.
Yes.
All right. Well, again, Chef and Ciso, thank you so much for being on the show. Thanks for sharing your recipes, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Scott. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening.
Thank you. See ya.
Thanks. Bye.